Marty, good to see you.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Big lead story. I want to get right to this. Bulletin is breaking news today that the Picacho Hills Country Club, the owner, has put this place up for sale.
Absolutely. And it's a 40-year-old facility already, the Country Club. It's kind of hard to believe. And there's about 400 members of the club. Of course, a number of residents out at Picacho Hills are not members and not golfers. But they face perhaps a declining if this – what's going on here, the two owners of the Country Club, they've had it for 16 years, have listed the property for $3.2 million. And they have not gotten any takers or at least any offers that they think are reasonable. And so they are now in the process of gauging residents of their desire, perhaps, to pony up money among themselves to buy the Country Club to keep it going and have it member-owned. And right now, it doesn't look – it's still early, but it doesn't look as if they are getting the response that they hope to be getting. And the owners referred to Santa Teresa, where were two 18-hole courses and a country club, other facilities that closed down in 2012 and property values plummeted.
Yeah.
So there's a committee right now made up of concerned residents out there that are looking into what do we do now, because these two owners are definitely getting out of the country club and golf business.
All right. Well, we will continue to follow that and look forward to updates from the Bulletin, and kudos to you breaking that story. Also, some differences among the Dona Ana County Commission.
They had a retreat. It was not kind of a retreat where you go off in some secluded place and talk. It was out in the open. The public was actually invited. I think this gave them an opportunity to be candid about their visions, their goals for the county, and how they relate, the five commissioners relate among each other, especially with three of them being fairly new commissioners. Mm-hmm. And so they got—they expressed frustrations and everything else, and so we have a pretty detailed report on all that.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Also, speaking of politics, a leading candidate for the Democratic nomination for New Mexico governor visited Las Cruces.
Michelle Lujan Grisham. She was at Milagro y Espresso on Monday afternoon. We were there. And then later on, She made an appearance at Rococo Gallery, which is not far from the Bulletin, and I walked over there, and it was an evening, kind of a little more intimate over there inside there, and she gave us a speech about what she sees are her platform, really. She kind of outlined it. She's a very dynamic speaker. I'll give her that, and she could be a formidable foe in the Democratic primary.
Yeah.
And she has a couple of big names to go against, but yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It will be very interesting. I heard a little bit of her presentation at the Pan Am Plaza, and she certainly is focusing on the economy, not surprising there with the New Mexico in the doldrums still. Some good news for downtown Las Cruces. You have a preview of a new farm-to-table restaurant that's going to be opening very soon.
Dragonfly is the name. I think there's two news angles on this. One, that it's downtown, which speaks to the revitalization and all the renewal that downtown is seeing. But also, it's a farm to table. And for this kind of aware community to be kind of a step behind other communities in the farm to table movement is kind of perplexing to me, really. But we need, and plus we have all the agriculture here.
That's right.
To supply farm to table restaurants.
And this is the old bistro restaurant building, and it looks like September 3rd. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, September 3rd is okay. Their targeted opening
all
date.
Right.
It's a Sunday.
Great. And we have about 30 seconds to go here. You also have a fall arts preview in the Bulletin.
There is it's a formal event at the Rio Grande Theater on September 2nd, and they will be enacting some of scenes from plays. They'll be talking about what's coming up from all kinds of organizations, all the theater companies in town. And it's a good way to just kind of get an overview of what's coming up.
I don't recall that happening before. Is that something that's happened before to your knowledge?
Second annual.
Okay.
So you're
Missed
close.
It last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Marty Racine from the Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Tracy.